Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, right before the break, I talked about the announcement of the YMCA of the North and the Special Olympics Minnesota announcing their groundbreaking partnership, launching unified sports camps this August. And this was the first week. And joining us in studio to talk about the camps and the setup and everything that's going on, you guys remember Eric Perkins. Perk at Play from Care 11. He's in studio. This is the first time he's ever been on the Lake Show, so I'm gonna grill him and his daughter Jenna are joining us here in studio to talk about this this partnership. And Jenna's on staff there. First off, how you doing, E?
What's up, Henry? This is actually the first time I've ever set foot in any WCCO building.
Really?
Period. 100%.
So wait. Did Chad Hartman and all of the other WCCO personalities throughout the years, they had something against Perk at Play?
They must. What's going on? I don't know, dude. Is there beef? I'm not sure. But no, this is and it's awesome because like we were walking down the street looking oblivious, like where do we go? Jason DeRussia comes out of nowhere. I got you. I'll let you in the building. And then he introduces himself to Jenna. He's like, Jenna, okay, so your dad and I both used to be famous. We're not anymore.
And Jenna, thanks for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
You doing good?
Yeah.
All right, you're doing great. Eric, you're doing great. Look, the YMCA of the North and the Special Olympics Unified Sports Camps, mm-hmm. I feel like it's super important that we, number one, that we always have things going on for young people. Year-round, right? Mm-hmm. But specifically filling in the gap when we talk about summertime and when people are out of school, and now we're ramping up for school, but there's still a little bit of downtime before we get to school time.
Yeah, and so the entire month of August, this is happening. Unified Sports Camps, as you mentioned, the Y and Special Olympics Minnesota, two organizations, frankly, that are both their headquarters are right around this building, mm-hmm. and they've been leveling the playing fields for decades for all sorts of kids and people of all ages, frankly.
Yep.
And so this is model that Special Olympics Minnesota has been pushing, and Special Olympics as a whole, nationwide, has been really pushing this model of unified sports, which is kids with and without disabilities playing on the same field together. It has absolutely changed the games. There are 380 plus schools in Minnesota that are unified sports schools, and it's just so profoundly awesome to witness it from a parent perspective, as my daughter has been involved for a while.
All right, so a few things here. Like, number one, I love the fact that this is going on this week, August 4th through the 8th, the 11th through the 15th, the 18th mm-hmm. through the 22nd, mm-hmm. the 25th through the 29th, and it's all over. Like, we're talking White Bear, we're talking Egan, we're talking Richfield, we're talking Fridley, Wyzetta. So it's all over. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of opportunities for young people to be involved. Mm-hmm. Jenna, tell me what it's like for you to be involved and how excited you've been.
I'm excited to be and meeting new people and get to know them better and have a good time.
And on top of that, like, when you are at camp, yeah. like, what are some of the things that you find to be your favorite things about being there?
Sports, a lot of sports, and meeting new people and get to know them and have a good time, and also
making new friends, I'm
making
assuming.
New friends and getting people involved in unified sports.
See, that's awesome. And see, one of the things, and this is how I know she's a big time sports fan, and maybe she just got it from you. The first thing that she said to me or asked me when you guys came into the building,
yeah.
are you a fan of the Minnesota Lynx, of which I am?
I am a huge fan of Minnesota Lynx.
Who is your favorite Lynx player?
I like all of them.
Do you have a favorite?
Top three.
Who?
Bridget Carlton.
Okay.
And the
Nafisa.
Nafisa and those guys.
Okay, all right. So How many Lynx games have you taken her to?
Well,
right now, at the moment, zero.
No, time out. Time out. Oh!
Okay. Your daughter put you in the spot.
I'm kidding.
I have. It's just not this season.
Not yet.
She's been too busy to pin down because she is doing so many sports through Unified, and she just got finished up with what sport?
Almost finishing up with bocce, and Unified Flag Football started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and these are the kinds of things that are happening at these sports camps, Henry. Yeah, it's flag football, it's soccer, it's volleyball, it's
name it.
Yeah, and Jenna's serving as a staff member over in the Wayzata location, and it's just an opportunity to kind of initiate a lot of these younger kids and usher them into this world of inclusion. Because let's face it, I'll be honest, as a parent, like seeing so many of these kids get marginalized. It's gut-wrenching, right? And yep. this is an opportunity for them to get out and be involved, and it's magical if you actually go to some of these tournaments, just how into it everybody is. And frankly, Henry, the kids with intellectual disabilities and the kids without, right? The people without are getting as much of it, if not more, than the kids with. Wouldn't you say, Jenna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking to Jenna Perkins and Eric Perkins joining us in studio here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. And you just brought it up, E, in that the variety of sports. Jenna just mentioned, flag football. You're talking about volleyball and flag football and basketball and soccer. And I love the fact that just recently, I want to say it was like 3 weeks ago, we had the women's or the girls' flag football that was being featured on ESPN. I love that they had that tournament.
Wow.
So when you're talking about all of these different activities, it is, impactful and meaningful to have inclusion for so many people to be involved and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? And with what's happening next year, next summer here in the Twin Cities,
2026 USA Games is happening.
Special Olympics is here, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
At the University of Minnesota, actually.
All right. So the last time that it was here, I actually participated because I'm a member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, and that's one of our give backs, and that's one of our community, events. And so I remember being over there at the track and field portion of it over there at the U of M, and that was awesome. So I'm sure that you guys are looking forward to that.
Yeah, I can't wait. And I have a good friend, Danny Strigo, that he used to play for the University of Minnesota football team, and now he's moving on to the NFL. The
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
he got
really
drafted by the Jags, and he is one of the honorary co-chairs along with Jenna.
Okay.
Ever since the announcement came that the Twin Cities were going to be the host site for the 2026 games, and these are huge games. And I'm getting a little off topic, but every 4 years, much like an Olympics, these happen.
Yep.
They were last in Orlando in 2022, and now in 2026 they're coming to Minnesota, and it's just, I don't think people realize yet or have their fully heads wrapped around it just how big of a deal this is. It's awesome.
All right, so Park, specifically kind of talk to the audience about the importance of being able to have this for the parents out there. Because, when we look at society with everything that's going on, everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs some support to be able to have the why fulfill this mission of having these camps. Talk about the importance of that.
It's fantastic because, honestly, when you look at the models, the one kind of gap that Special Olympics Minnesota is looking to kind of beef up are some of their summer programs. And the Y steps in and they say, hey, we're all in. And this gives it's like two superpowers coming together to promote these camps. And it's just awesome. And I think they really want to ramp it. This is sort of a beta run here because, it was sort of a late.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of start to getting this all ramped up this year, but the camps are available. There's plenty of space at them. Go to ymcanorth.org. Type in Unified in the search bar. You'll find it.
Sign up. And
yeah, totally, right? Sign up. And it's just, there's wait lists at so many of these places for kids. And so this is an opportunity and it's open, right? It's open. So I would imagine there's going to be a lot of people clamoring to get into these camps.
And athletes with and without disabilities. Too.
Yeah,
it's all inclusive. I do want to say
revolution,
and I will admit this. I do have a little bit of a bias, a slight bias, because I'm a fan of Glenn Doug Gunderson. I met him before. He's the president CEO of the YMCA of the North, and he's an awesome guy. And I met him a few years ago. I was actually on the podcast that the Y did, and he seems like a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's the real deal, right? And he walks the walk, and I think the Y does in so many ways that go well beyond sports and activities too. And so to see them and what Special Olympics Minnesota has been able to do in the last several years, in increasing their brand, this is such a powerful tandem effort, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Jen, I got to ask you this, because according to the information that I've seen, the first 4 days of each week-long camp features one to two sports, but then on Fridays is capped off with a field trip. So is Friday like going to be your favorite day of all of the camps?
I think so. They said they weren't going to, like, for some of the ideas were Twins game, Lynx game, I think, and something else.
There's a lot of question marks. I mean, it's like kind of like a wild card. I think the kids find out once they get to camp what their field trip is going to be. But that sounds
awesome.
They're providing a lot of variety is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And every day it's different sports. They're learning different values and they're opening it up. Mm-hmm. There's scholarship opportunities because they don't want to have barriers for kids that maybe can't afford summer camp fees. You know, there's those opportunities as well. They're trying to get everybody into these camps because ultimately, like Jenna said, it's the inclusion revolution.
Inclusion revolution.
There you go.
That's awesome. Hey, look, I'm so thankful that you come into studio and you've been able to hang out and kind of talk to me about this, because I'm super supportive of anything involving kids. I don't care what part of the state you are. I don't care if you're in the inner city, outer city, outstate, because we got to keep our kids active. And that's another that's another part to it. Like, we can sit here and we can talk about getting together, but also being physically active, I think, helps too.
And I also love kids.
You love kids?
Yeah.
What is your favorite sport?
I like basketball or...
See? Oh, I love her already.
Or any sport in particular, but mostly basketball.
Now, what's your favorite sport to play with your dad?
Oh, gosh. Pickleball, basketball.
Oh, we got some pickleball players?
I dabble, Henry. I dabble.
I love pickleball.
I
also have my own racket.
Hey, everybody out there listening, you should have seen the look on Eric Perkins' face. He's like, I just dabble. I just dabble.
I'm not good. I mean, I don't want to, like, you know, hype it up too much. But, yeah, I've got some game.
All right, for the people out there that are curious, I'll ask this in closing. They're like, man, what has Eric Perkins been up to since he got off of television?
Dude.
What you been up to, man?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, no, in 2021, I decided it was time to split, man. I have three school-age kids.
You're Jason DeRusha before Jason DeRusha.
I was missing a lot of time at home, wasn't I?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, a lot of road games and stuff. But you know what? The hours were weird, and so now I've got a job where I started my own production company, Henry, and we shoot videos for businesses, internal,
really
external storytelling, and it's Perk and Play Productions, and it's actually working out pretty doggone well, and it is a lot better hours. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes,
that's awesome, man. Yeah. Hey, look, we got each other's contact info. Let's stay in touch, man. You know, I've been a fan for a long, long time. I appreciate you.
And it's mutual.
Jenna, it's been
nice
a pleasure
to
have you. Yeah, come in studio to talk about all the great things happening here with the Special Olympics, the Unified Sports Camps, and the YMCA of the North.
Thank you.
All right, Eric Perkins, Jenna Perkins in studio here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.